Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com, your future is waiting.
Home of Tags Monday in Oxford. Monday.
And they've rolled out.
Tonight at the coaches' show, they were lined up trying to get on the square all the way back out to the roundabout coming in this direction. It was crazy.
Harry Gary said the old deer hunter and him inspired him to get up early. What inspired me is the old days of staying out all night.
Well, that's what I told somebody I got back from Baton Rouge. I got bed at 4. I said, I'm used to getting up at 4, not going to bed at 4.
Right.
Well, guys, to that point, and I know I was on a radio program in Tulsa. I know you guys did some as well. But for that interview that I did, they wanted to know more about the Grove. They wanted to know about the square. They wanted to know about how to get into and what to do when they got here. You know, Oklahoma, they're really excited to get this chance
just to
be here, right?
Yeah, and despite the team struggling and all, but no doubt, in the interview I did with Toby, their play-by-play guy, was the same thing with me. Yeah. He said, what do our people need to know? I wanted to tell them, well, you go out to Sardis Lake and you just stay out there, and that'll be great, you know.
Well, they asked me, they said, what time do folks first start drinking in the Grove? I said, well, what time does the sun come up?
Before that, right?
You know, we saw it with Texas when they came in first time, A&M when they came in the first time. As well, I mean, I think we're spoiled rotten, obviously, Brett and Gary, about the Grove. But the Grove is such a treasure nationally. It's amazing.
It is, David, and everybody recognizes it through the years being on this stage. What I always love to see is, and we've had every fan base you can imagine. It'll be guys in Oregon stuff. It'll be guys, you know, one weekend in Wisconsin stuff, Michigan stuff. And it's I always, when I see them, I always go, yep, you got bucket listers. And they're checking off coming to the Grove. And I can remember one time when Oklahoma fans came by here, I'm going to say around 2010, they were never dreaming that they'd be back someday in the SEC. And we're glad to have them.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a great team to add, Texas as well. What tremendous additions. You know, you interviewed, I believe, Brett Woody Durham years ago.
Sure did.
Who was the longtime announcer in North Carolina. He called here, and his son did, Wes, and talked to me and said, hey, look, Dad and Mom want to come. And, of course, we've lost Woody here the last few years, but they want to come to the Grove. I said, really? He said, yeah, he's retired, and he's never been here, and it's on his bucket list. So I called Ford Dye, doctor here in town. Ford, of course, longtime Mississippian, but he went to North Carolina. He set him up in his cabin, brought him. We put him on a pregame show, but he strictly came. I bet he didn't even go to the game, but he strictly came to be part of the Grove, which is really neat.
And I can see Wes to this day, and he's just effusive in the thanks for the great treatment for his parents. You know, you never forget something like that. And, you know, now he's voice of the Atlanta Falcons and doing so well. But, you know, we're used to it. We roll out. We try to be nice to all the other fans, including LSU, and we hope they reciprocate.
Well, a Thursday night, the show came up to me after the show was over. I said, look, and they had all their Oklahoma stuff on. He said, are they going to be nice to us in the Grove? I said, look, if we beat you, they're going to feed you. If we lose, you ain't getting nothing.
One-way trip home.
Yeah, well, let's discuss how Ole Miss can win this game today. And, Harry, I'm going to start with you and the Ole Miss offensive line. Obviously, that's been a topic of discussion leading into the week.
Yes, it has. I was at practice on Wednesday. We've made some changes on that right side, guys. We moved Jaquan Scott up to right guard, and Bulow, the young man that came in from Washington, who's been playing right guard, and he slid out to right tackle. That was the lineup on Wednesday. Now, I haven't been back, but I'm assuming that that's going to happen today. Micah Pettis is running with a second group at right tackle. Left side remained the same, Kalepo and Diego Pounds. And Jalen Williams was out there dressed but was on a bicycle and heavy brace on that left leg. I asked him, I said, you think you can go? He said, probably not this week. So I don't look for us to see Jaden Williams unless there's just a real emergency at the left side. But next week, he goes back to Arkansas. I got a feeling he'll be ready for that one.
Yeah, Jeremy James is real close too. You know, he dressed last week. And I talked to his dad when we were at Wake Forest, and I think he mentioned the target would be the Georgia game, but hopefully he'll be able to move up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, really missed that experience with Jeremy James in the offensive line. And I think with the injuries and playing a lot of people, that's added to the penalties, Harry.
Well, it has. You know, guys, I know y'all heard me say this, especially in the Keys. You got, even though you brought in some all-stars to play some positions, that group more than anything else has to mesh. They have to be able to get on one stage. It's a dance troupe is basically what it is, because they've got to be able to. Nobody's going to come straight at you the entire game. There's going to be a lot of twists and blitz and all those various things, and you got to be able to pick that up. And so those guys have got to – it's almost like being in the booth with David Keller for 20 years. You got to know what he's thinking before he starts talking.
That's right.
You know, and that's kind of where I am. But, those guys need to know exactly what's going on, whether you don't have to speak. But that's not – And unfortunately, that has not been the case. And so we've made some changes in the off week. We got healthy in some spots, didn't in some other spots. But defensively, I think we're as healthy as we've been all year.
O-line's got to be a symphony. It can't be a jazz band.
No, that's correct. It's got to be a perfect dance. It's dancing with the stars.
Yeah. You know, and in those conversations with Oklahoma guys, they're saying the same thing about their offensive line.
Yeah.
They had three transfers come in, and they have had some issues with some of these same defensive lines that Ole Miss has played and gone up against.
Six different starting offensive linemen in seven games, 10 different starters for Oklahoma. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's impossible.
They're, if you look at their stats, and of course they didn't start off with four cream puffs like perhaps we did, but if you look at their stats, they're I think 15 out of 16 in the conference as far as offensive stats. That's not a good recipe to do well. And of course they've had trouble with quarterbacks because they've been under pressure the entire year. And last week you saw that quickly. Within about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, the game was basically over.
And David, as we look at this, hopefully the time off has given that Ole Miss offense a little chance to kind of, you know, work some things out. Whether Trey Harris goes or not, we'll just have to wait and see with the game time decision.
Yeah, and we've been told that he should be ready, so we'll see, how he performs and if he can give us a full game and all, but hopefully he'll be able to. And, you know, I think that they probably had some looking in the mirror this week, talking to each other, trying to get – but everybody thinks, hey, just got to win out, get back in position. So
sure.
You got to do it, as coach speak would be, one game at a time.
One at a time.
I hope that we can continue to be one of the best teams in the country in explosive plays. We need some explosive plays the rest of the way. That's what we're all about offensively. And, you know, we're tied for the FBS lead in plays of 30 or 40 yards or more, and the Rebels are averaging 20.3 plays of 10 yards or more. And so offensively, we can't leave a game where we haven't hit 30 or more points. I think we got to get those points up there, help our defense, which has been really consistent all year.
Yes, it has. We played good enough defense, David, to win every game we've played. I mean, even, you know, 2 weeks ago, we played well enough to have won that contest. But the other thing I'm going to say, other than the explosive plays, we got to get back to, I'll call it dinking and dunking. We got to get back to 3 and 4 yard carries or 3 and 4 or 5
right.
yard passes.
We're not behind the chains. Yeah,
I think we got a little out of whack in those first four games. We were so explosive and we had so many down the field passes that I think we fell into that trap. And then we got in the SEC and started playing better defenses, and that's not open. And, you know, we continue to try to exploit that, and it hasn't been open. So let's get back today. Tight ends, quick outs, bubble screens, whatever it takes, good runs to keep those chains moving. I don't care if we don't score within a minute or 2 minutes. Let's take 6 or 8 minutes, whatever it takes, you know. We've had that done to us, and it's worked out well for a couple teams that beat us. So let's just make sure we get those chains moved. And the next big thing is when you get in that red zone, I want a touchdown. I don't want a field goal. That beat us 2 weeks ago, not taking care of that situation. Got in the red zone 3 times, didn't get a point. Game should have been over in the first quarter.
Well, you mesh those two things together. If you are moving the chains like that, the explosive plays will be
it'll
there.
Open. It'll be there. That run game opens it all up.
Great points, fellas.
Great points.
About 15 minutes from now, we'll let you start doing the starting lineups, DK.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
That was candid truth right there.
100%. Genteel is the apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available at genteelapparel.com. Or Landry's on the Square the next time you're in Oxford. Genteel Apparel, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. We'll return in a moment. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance. Visit shelterinsurance.com and find an agent to help you choose the coverage you need. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This November, Mississippi voters will decide whether to send a conservative or a liberal judge to the Mississippi Supreme Court for the next 8 years. Justice Jim Kitchens and Ciola James are the liberal candidates. Jennifer Branning is the conservative. Branning is a tough attorney, wife, and mother of three. She is a constitutional conservative, not an activist judge with a political agenda. Branning has the energy and toughness to fight for us for the next 8 years. Liberal Jim Kitchens was elected the year before Joe Biden began his political career nearly 60 years ago. If Kitchens serves another 8-year term, he will be almost 90 years old. Serving as a justice on the Mississippi Supreme Court is a demanding job. It's time for a change. Vote for our future. Vote conservative. Vote Jennifer Branning for the Mississippi Supreme Court.
Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Not approved by any candidate. Derek Easley, Treasurer.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we welcome you back to our pregame show brought to you by Guarantee Bank. And we'll go field level now. John Darnell's going to join us. And, you know, John, I can hear through the crowd, Mike, there's a little buzz already. Do I hear humans already in the stands and ready for this one?
Yeah, you know, it's an early start, but y'all talked about it in some of the pregame. The Oklahoma people have showed up today, and everybody wants to come to Oxford, and, you know, it's the first time they've been here. So a lot of Oklahoma people, but Ole Miss people filing in too. So it's going to be a packed house today, and hopefully the Rebels can get back on track.
And, John, you know this, whether it's playing quarterback or standing on that pitcher's mound, no matter what, good or bad, you got to let the last game get behind you. But the open date didn't hurt, but the assignment ahead is Oklahoma. We can't whine over Kentucky and LSU.
That's right. It's been a long 2 weeks, a week off that we needed desperately for injuries and to try to just gather ourselves back and then get back on track. And, you know, you like to put that away. The good thing about football is the next week's another week, but we had to wait 2 weeks to play this game. But hopefully it'll be beneficial to us. And SEC games, you know, anything can happen. They've got really good athletes, really good players, a really good defense. They're searching for their identity, too, on offense. And they've got a new offensive coordinator. So it's going to be an interesting game, and we just need to worry about us today and execute and hopefully not have as many penalties as we've had and you know, come out here and try to close out one and try to get a win today.
Assignment number one for the Ole Miss offense is block number 28 for Oklahoma, Danny Stutzman, their linebacker. 16-tackle performance against South Carolina. He can really go.
He is. I mean, you got to know where he is at all times. And Venables, you know, that long career at Clemson as a defensive coordinator and coming over to brought that mentality over to Oklahoma. They're a really physical defense. Like you said, Stutzman, I think he's made 1,000 tackles this year already. I mean, he's all over the place. A good, very good player. We're going to have to play good up front. And we've moved some things around. Hopefully the adjustment we made will work for us. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to score some points.
Leave you with this one, John, because Harry brought it up, getting ahead of the chains, and when you get those opportunities, you got to score. There's been a lot of points, looking at the losses against Kentucky and against LSU, that Ole Miss did not convert on. They didn't score that touchdown when they needed, kicked too many field goals a couple of weeks ago. Today, if that opportunity is there, John, you got to take advantage.
You got to especially in these SEC games, especially against a good defensive team like Oklahoma. We saw Kentucky come in here with a really good defense, kind of struggled on offense. You saw they hung around, and then beat us at the end. We don't want that to happen today.
Absolutely. John will be on the sidelines. We'll get him with the coin toss and more as he'll be a part of the broadcast with David and Harry, and they're all coming up soon. Thank you, John.
All right, guys, let's go get one.
Dos Equis is corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. We'll be back. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Why is now the ideal time to invest in model year 2025 Case IH equipment? Because when you combine the latest red-on-red solutions, you get ahead. With multiple machines designed to collaborate seamlessly, you'll enjoy increased productivity and enhanced efficiency while keeping your bottom line top of mind. Opting for a red fleet ensures hassle-free maintenance and seamless servicing by Case IH technicians, dedicated to keeping your equipment performing at its peak day in and day out. Keep your operation running smoothly, regardless of the challenges you face in the field. Discover the benefits of pairing red with red. Contact your local Mid-South Ag dealer in Bahalia, Mississippi today.
In Mississippi, our heroes don't always wear capes. Sometimes they wear scrubs. I am Christine Iwala with the Ole Miss women's basketball team. My mom is a nurse, so I see firsthand the dedication, the long hours, and the incredible care that she provides every day. The Mississippi Hospital Association celebrates these everyday heroes who are always there when we need them. Remember, they are not just doing a job, they are changing lives. Thank you to all the nurses out there making a difference. Brought to you by the Mississippi Hospital Association.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Now we got it! Now we
two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads
at Council.
He runs out to his right, wants to go deep. He's got a man down there, Logan. Logan with a catch to the 35, to the 30, to the 20. He's gone 10, 5, touchdown, Ole Miss. Jamez Logan entered tonight with no TDs. He's got against Idaho.
Well, the senior out of Houston, Texas has been the star of this outside show tonight, David.
That was Jamez Logan on this date in 2013 in a win over the Idaho Vandals. As David and Harry said, the second one, he had a 37-yarder. Earlier, big, long, rangy wide receiver, Jamez Logan, he could catch it and really turn it upfield. He'd love playing in this offense. All time on this date on October 26, 5-13. And I said the last time we played was in 2013. First time to ever play on this date. No, we weren't here. It was in 1900 against Alabama.
No, not yet.
That was the turn of a different century, Gary.
Yeah, I might have been here for 1999, not for 1899.
Right, that's right. It even played Marquette on this day in Milwaukee in 1935, the golden flashes of Marquette.
I didn't know they ever played football.
It even went to Cotton Bowls. Marquette went to Cotton Bowls in the 30s, yeah.
So a nice, good-looking day today to get hopefully another one of those wins.
Get another
final
win.
Thoughts for you, because we're kind of up against a time crunch, and then we'll let you go ahead and get towards the stage.
The little things, like Harry alluded to, maybe not mixed metaphors here, maybe not swing for the fences, have a couple of singles. Have some longer drives. Maybe not try to see how fast we can score, possess the ball, and watch the penalties.
All right, friends, we'll be back with final thoughts here and finish up from the Grove next. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar.
Could I be the best Coke ever?
And symptoms can include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms. But untreated syphilis can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. If you're sexually active, use protection and get tested annually. For a free syphilis test, call 800-456-2323. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
This is Jake Mangum for Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. One of the most underrated attributes in baseball is determination. It's one thing to want to do something and another altogether to get it done. That's why I love the team at Farm Bureau. They get the job done every single time. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all major watch brands. Allbritton's also offers a vast collection of fine watches built to fit any lifestyle, from dress styles in gold and stainless steel to sporty selections in carbon fiber. Allbritton's has the watch for you. Come see why, since 1920, the people of Mississippi have chosen Allbritton's as their fine watch store.
Quality and value go hand in hand. Allbritton's Jewelers.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah, we got it! Locked in. It's all that matters.
This is Ole Miss Football.
Brady for the goal line. Did he break it? Touchdown!
Countdown to kickoff on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Is it the best Coke ever? Try and decide. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at regions.com/GoRebels. Now, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
Welcome to Vaught Hemingway Stadium. What a beautiful day we've got. We're about to bump 70 degrees. The high today is going to bump 80. Clear skies, not a cloud in the sky right now, and a light wind blowing. It's beautiful here. Both teams on the field getting ready as we've got Ole Miss ranked 18th in the nation against Oklahoma. The Rebels come in 5-2, 1-2 in the SEC. Oklahoma's 4-3 and 1-3 in their first year in the Southeastern Conference. Coach Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss has won 100 games now in his career in his 13th season. He's looking for his 40th win as the Ole Miss coach in his fifth season. And Brent Venables, the head coach for the Oklahoma Sooners, is 20-13. He's in his third season at Oklahoma. This is the second meeting all time. You heard the audio we played in the pregame show. We met in 1999 in the Independence Bowl, where Ole Miss got that last second field goal to win 27-25 over Oklahoma. Josh Heupel was the quarterback, who's now the head coach at Tennessee. He was quarterbacking the Sooners in that game. This contest will mark the first time in Oklahoma history that they played in the state of Mississippi. In the Independence Bowl, Les Binkley's 39-yard field goal on the final play gave it second straight Independence Bowl victory and fourth straight bowl win. I sent the audio to Coach Cutcliffe this week just as a preview, and loved the interviews that we did in the postgame with Stan and all. And now game two with Oklahoma as we look forward to the Rebels and the Sooners. We're going to have in our countdown to kickoff portion of the show that's coming up right now, we'll be visiting with Coach, visiting with Harry Harris a little bit later with the keys to this one. We'll also hear from John Darnell about the injury situation and what's going on with that. We will also have the starting lineups coming your way in just a minute, too. And we'll have a player spotlight for you just around the corner as well. So we want to thank you for joining us on the pregame show. Guarantee Bank sponsors our countdown to kickoff part of the show. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guarantee Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guarantee Bank today in Hotty Toddy. Starting lineups next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Oh, no, no, no! Come on, man. 4-4 defense against the long pass. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, sweetheart?
Can I get a phone?
Making a call on technology for your kids is tough. But C Spire's Connect and Protect is here to help with parental controls that can grow with your family. The devices they want, the defense they need. C Spire, inspired by you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Dave Forrester and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Guarantee Bank, rooted in community, driven by you. As we look at the starting lineups of Ole Miss and Oklahoma, we'll start with the Oklahoma defense. They're fourth nationally with 3.6 quarterback sacks per game, third in the nation with 8 fumble recoveries. They're by 8 different players. Since 2022, Oklahoma's defense second nationally, too, with 43 interceptions. Zach Alley is their defensive coordinator. At defensive end number 32, R. Mason Thomas, he's a good one, junior from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leads them with 7 tackles for losses, 6 quarterback sacks, and 5 quarterback hurries. Third in the SEC and 10th nationally with the 6 sacks. 5 of his 6 are in the fourth quarter, so he comes on late. Does a good job. Number 52, Dominic Williams, junior from Torrance, California, transfer from TCU's at nose tackle. Defensive tackle is 56, Grayson Halton, a junior from San Diego, California. Second on the team with 5 TFLs and 4 quarterback sacks. And at defensive end, number 40, Ethan Downs, a senior from Weatherford, Oklahoma. In the cheetah position, which is kind of the rover position, junior from Hayes, Kansas, Jaron Canick. Canick is... first career start was last week against South Carolina. Played well, expected to start this one. Weak side linebacker number 10, Kip Lewis, a redshirt sophomore from Carthage, Texas, has 1 interception. Middle linebacker is 28, Danny Stutzman, preseason first team All-American. He led Oklahoma with 16 total tackles last week, most by a Sooner in a game this year. He led Oklahoma in total tackles the last 2 years with 125 and 104. He has 33 career tackles for losses. This year, he leads the Sooners with 62 tackles. Second on the team with 29 solo stops, second on the team with 5 TFLs, and also has 2 quarterback hurries on the year as well. Cornerback number 23, Eli Bowen, freshman from Corinth, Texas. His brother Peyton Bowen is a backup free safety. His younger brother of Peyton Bowen, so it's Peyton and Eli Bowen, not Manning, that Oklahoma's got going. Eli Bowen, freshman from Corinth, Texas. The other cornerback's 26, and that's Kenai Walker, a redshirt junior from Suwanee, Georgia's transfer from Louisville. Five pass breakups to lead. The team has an interception. Free safety's number three, Robert Spears Jennings, a junior from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 46 tackles, second on the team. 32 solos leads the team. Three forced fumbles leads the team, and he has a pick. And the strong safety's number two, Billy Bowman, a senior from Denton, Texas. Two interceptions to Pace, Oklahoma. 11 career interceptions. He leads the nation with three pick sixes, or led the nation with three pick sixes in last year's season. And that's the starting lineup for Oklahoma defensively. For the Ole Miss Rebels, defense coordinator is Pete Golding. Rebels are first in the SEC and third nationally in red zone defense, tied with Texas, having allowed only six touchdowns on the season, seventh in FBS in quarterback sacks with 24, and second in TFLs with 66. Lead the FBS, allowing just 66.6 rushing yards per game. It's been a good year for the defense, and a defensive end, 15, Jared Ivey, the senior from Suwanee, Georgia. Five quarterback sacks to lead Ole Miss. Career 140 now, counting his tackles at Georgia Tech. Defensive tackle will be number 51, Xavier Harris, a junior from Canton, Mississippi. Credited with a blocked field goal against Texas A&M last year, and will be the big guy in the middle. He and J.J. will split at that spot. Nose tackle number two, Walker Nolan, the junior from Powell, Tennessee, transfer from Texas A&M. 30th career game today for Walter. Best game as the Rebel came against South Carolina. Remember, he had five total tackles, three TFLs, and two sacks in that game. At outside linebacker number four, Centarian Perkins, a sophomore from Raleigh, Mississippi. Seven TFLs is second on the team, 4.5 sacks, five quarterback hurries are all second on the team as well. In the star safety position will be 16, Yam Banks. Banks is a senior from Ridgeland, Mississippi. Linebacker number six, T.J. Dottery for Ole Miss, sophomore from Montgomery, Alabama. 43 tackles is second on the team. And at linebacker number 11, Chris Poupal, 48 total tackles, 23 solo, leads Ole Miss. He's got seven TFLs, second on the team. He leads the team in quarterback hurries with 7-2. He's got a couple of sacks as well. Career 204 tackles for him, including the ones at Arkansas. We take him back home next week. And at corner 28, Jaden Kennedy, the junior from Jacksonville, Florida, the transfer from Tulane, leads Ole Miss with nine pass breakups. Trey Amos is the other corner, number nine, from New Iberia, Louisiana. Nine pass breakups is best on the team. Tied for the lead with Kennedy. He's got 26 solo tackles, which is second on the team, and leads Ole Miss with three interceptions. At safety, number five, John Saunders, a senior from High Point, North Carolina, transfer from Miami, Ohio. Nine career interceptions for him. He's got one this year. And at safety, number 25, Trey Washington, four career interceptions. Trey Washington, the senior from Trustville, Alabama, has six pass breakups, which is second best on the team. We look at the two offenses. Joe John Finley is going to be the offensive coordinator in this game for Oklahoma. You may remember him. He was a tight ends and passing game coordinator at Ole Miss in 2020. Left to go to Oklahoma. He's been the co-offensive coordinator with Brett Venables. Released Seth Littrell, his offense coordinator, let him go. And so now you've got first called game for Joe John Finley, as he's the coordinator in this one. Oklahoma had a turnover in each of the first three possessions last week against South Carolina. Really ended the game for them. They allowed nine quarterback sacks and 13 TFLs a week ago. At center number 52, Troy Everett, a junior from Roanoke, Virginia, transfer from App State. Right guard is number 54, Pabechi Wiwu. He is a redshirt junior from Coppell, Texas, and played with Caden Davis, our kicker, from the same hometown. Number 79, Jake Taylor, sophomore from Las Vegas, Nevada. You got left guard 77, Heath Ozida. Ozida is a redshirt freshman out of Washington State. 76, Jacob Sexton is a left tackle, a junior from Edmond, Oklahoma. The offensive line has 40 career starts total. That's not very many, so their inexperience has kind of hurt them throughout the year. They hope to play better today. In the slot is 81. That's Zion Reagans. He's a freshman from Macon, Georgia. Number 13, J.J. Hester at wide receiver. Redshirt senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Transfer from Mizzou. He has the longest catch of the year of 60 yards for the Oklahoma receivers. They got five injured receivers. Number 15, Brennan Thompson, a junior from Spearman, Texas. Transfer from Texas. A couple of touchdown catches, second on the team. He caught a 54-yard touchdown last week, in fact, against South Carolina, the second longest pass of the year for Oklahoma. The tight end H-back is number 10, Bauer Sharp, a junior from Dothan, Alabama, transfer from southeastern Louisiana. 24 catches, 189 yards, one touchdown. He's second on the team in receiving. With Jake Roberts, their other tight end, they've combined for 32 catches on the year. Running back number 2, Javonte Barnes. Barnes, a junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. 88 carries, 307 yards, two touchdowns. Leads the team. He's got a touchdown catch. And a quarterback will be number 11, Jackson Arnold. Sophomore from Denton, Texas. He's got two rushing touchdowns. He's 79 of 138, 763 yards, eight touchdowns, three interceptions. The 2022 National Gatorade Player of the Year out of high school. Then you got the Rebel offensive line. Fastest offense in the SEC at 22.5 seconds per play. That's fourth nationally this week. We lead all FBS since 2020 with 506 yards per game. And the offense coordinator, of course, is Charlie Weiss for the Rebels. At center, 56, Reese McIntyre, the senior from Buford, Georgia. Right guard's going to be 65, Jaquan Scott, the transfer from Southern Miss, the senior from Mobile, Alabama. Right tackle, moving over there, is 15. That's Julius Bulow, the senior from Hawaii, the transfer from Washington. The other transfer from Washington, 71, Nate Kalepo, will be at left guard again, the senior from Renton, Washington. Left tackle is 61, Diego Pounds, a junior from Raleigh, North Carolina. Tight end, 86, Caden Prescorn, the senior from Lake Orion, Michigan. 12 catches, 203 yards, one touchdown on the year. At wideout, we're not sure about Trey Harris. We did not see him even dress, so we'll see if he's going to be in the mix. The senior from Lafayette, Louisiana. If not, Antoine Juice Wells will be the starter, the senior from Richmond, Virginia. 17 catches, 371 yards, 4 TDs, second on the team in yardage and TDs. Career 32 touchdown catches, the transfer from James Madison / South Carolina and now at Ole Miss. Jordan Watkins will start in the slot, the junior from Louisville, Kentucky. 13 catches, 2 touchdowns for Jordan. Also at wideout, 19, Caden Lee, the sophomore from Kennesaw, Georgia. Having a great year, second on the team with 27 catches, 1 TD grab. Running back, 21, Henry Pear, scheduled to start, the junior from Goulds, Florida. 105 carries, 612 yards, 9 touchdowns, lead Ole Miss, 5.8 average. And at quarterback will be Jackson Dart, the senior from Kaysville, Utah, the transfer from USC. He's 151 of 215 for 2,384 yards, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, career 14 rushing touchdowns. One more 300-yard passing game to tie the school record with Jordan Tiano.
Hey, Jaden Williams, the left tackle we've been missing for a while, he's out also. We do have Princely back. He's a full go, so glad to get him back.
All right, thank you very much. And Deion Burks is out for Oklahoma. He's their best receiver. 26 catches, 201 yards, and 3 TDs. A transfer from Purdue, who's from Inkster, Michigan. Dressed last week and tried to go. They didn't play him. Then in practice, he re-aggravated his injury, and so he's not playing for Oklahoma. So both teams missing arguably their best receivers. Hey, special thanks today to the game sponsor, Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team. We'll continue with our countdown to kickoff pregame show as you're listening to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Guaranty Bank, rooted in community, driven by you. We'll be back on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You already know Pillium Corporation is fully committed to keeping your company safe and current with IT support, security, and forensics. And with Pillium Connect, we now offer cabling. From soup to nuts, Pillium is truly your one-stop source for innovative technology to help you grow and thrive in today's ever-evolving business environment. Learn more about Pillium Connect cabling and our other services at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
You
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
The Ad Council.
Deep.
Caught at the 20. He trots into the end zone. Touchdown. He breaks the plane. Touchdown. Ole Miss.
By 50, he's in the clearing.
He's in the end zone, boys.
You can't catch him. Takes it to the house.
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
He's hit. He's hammered and sacked at the 35-yard line.
Go, go, go.
This is Ole Miss Football.
This is Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with SuperTalk Mississippi Media. Today's game is brought to you by CSpire. See what 5G can really do with CSpire's nationwide wireless network. Visit cspire.com. Coca-Cola, tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Aetna, proud sponsor of the Ole Miss Radio Network. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions, order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at Regions.com/GoRebels. Once again, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
For the national anthem. He's sung all over the place. We appreciate him being in Oxford here today. Strength Roofing and Siding has served Mississippi for over 40 years, whether it's commercial, residential roofing. They've got you covered. No gimmicks, just roofs, Strength Roofing and Siding.com. They sponsor our player spotlight. We're going to spotlight too. Rebel center Reese McIntyre and free safety Trey Washington will play their 47th consecutive games today. That leads the Rebels. Keys are next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
Why is now the ideal time to invest in model year 2025 Case IH equipment? Because when you combine the latest red-on-red solutions, you get ahead. With multiple machines designed to collaborate seamlessly, you'll enjoy increased productivity and enhanced efficiency while keeping your bottom line top of mind. Opting for a red fleet ensures hassle-free maintenance and seamless servicing by Case IH technicians, dedicated to keeping your equipment performing at its peak day in and day out. Keep your operation running smoothly, regardless of the challenges you face in the field. Discover the benefits of pairing red with red. Contact your local Mid-South Ag dealer in Bahalia, Mississippi today.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at LoganFarms.com.
And it's flu season again. Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids get your annual flu shots and treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your Care Crew. Trust Care. Feel better faster. Flu shots are free with most insurances.
Council.
Now the kickoff is brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And hotty toddy. And it's time now for Harry's winning diagnosis brought to you by St. Dom. St. Dominic's, know your own vital stats with our online stroke risk assessment. Visit stdom.com/stroke to get started. Harry.
David, obviously with a week off in the rearview mirror, the Sooners and the Rebels are going to tee it up here momentarily. Both needing a victory, but we're going to talk about what it's going to take for Ole Miss to win this game. As usual, we're going to start with this offense. And my first key of the day is let's stay ahead of the chains. This Rebel offense has big play capability, but connecting first downs and converting and moving the chains, that gets this offense back to its basics, David. It involves more players in the short passing game, get the continuity back in this unit, get the run game going, and get back to the basics. And my second key, obviously, is something we didn't do a very good job 2 weeks ago, is the red zone. Very easy to say, but the Rebel offense has got to score touchdowns. It all starts with a dominant run game and an offensive line that can dominate the Sooners. Changes were made up front. Let's see if that's going to be the difference maker in today's contest. And finally, my third key on offense. I want to clean up the play. 2 weeks ago, 110 yards of penalties. They weren't all on offense, but so many of them were, especially in overtime, backed us up 20 yards. We've got to get rid of that. We've got to play cleaner. And obviously giving up 6 sacks in the game 2 weeks ago is stop that. Well, one way to stop that is with injury, whether it's real or feigned. But you definitely got to err to the player, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Yeah, we got called out for it, but everybody does it. So we'll just continue to do it till they change the rule.
35 yards officially to Daquan Wright. Let's check with John Darnell. John, why was he that wide open? Good gracious.
Yeah, this little two tight end package we got, something new. And obviously they lost the tight end on the first play and they lost on that last one. But yeah, we've met our quota for the last two games to the tight end. So maybe everybody will be quiet. We threw it to the tight end twice on the first play. And it worked.
And it was short passes and they turned them into good gains, John.
Didn't have any choice when you played, right, JD? You were roomed with a tight end, right?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah.
Pretty good target, too.
That's right.
Mr. Ziegler. Tajon Terry is checked in for the injured Williams. He's from Meridian, Mississippi. Transfer from Tennessee, but he started his career in the state of Mississippi down in Meridian. So the Rebels have it at the Oklahoma 25-yard line with a first and 10, ball on the right hash. First drive of the game, 13:48 to play in the first quarter and no score. Wide to the left comes Watkins all the way to the sidelines. He's a mile from the offense. Five wides here. Now Parrish comes in motion. They hand it to him on a jet sweep. He runs left. He's going to be wrestled down. He couldn't beat him to the corner. There comes a flag for a face mask. That's going to help out. He really had a step, but Billy Bowman came up, had a good angle on him, and also one of the corners, too.
Face mask on the defense, number two.
He's going to gain 3 yards to the 22-yard line, and then you got the flag on Billy Bowman for face mask, and the Rebels will enter the green zone. Presented by Wade Incorporated. Visit them online at wadeinc.com.
David, there's two guys on this Sooner defense you're going to talk about a lot today. Bowman being one of them, number two. The other one is Stutzman, number 28, their middle backer, All-American candidate, 6'4", and about 240.
Ball goes to the 11, so it's first and 10 for the Rebels after the penalty from the 11-yard line. Direct snap, Henry Parrish. The snap is high. He catches it, runs to his left, and he's hit and dropped at the 9-yard line. He'll have a couple of yards on that. It's second down and 8 for Ole Miss. And on the tackle was Walker and Terry for Oklahoma.
Tough getting around the corner, David, but excellent job of coming down with a snap.
No
it really
doubt.
Could have been a long loss there had we
and Henry's
missed
not
that
the
ball.
Tallest guy in the world, too. He's 5'10". He has 24 career rushing touchdowns, looking for number 25. The Rebels was second down and 8 from the Oklahoma 9-yard line toward the left hash. Two receivers to the left, Lee and Watkins. There's the snap. Draw play to Parrish, straight ahead. He gets to the 5. He's to the 2. He's trying to fight in there. We're pushing him. We got him across the goal line. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Exactly, David. Got a little inside draw. Good job there blocking initially, and then he was stopped about the 2, but that Rebel offensive line got behind him with a scrum, pushed him into the end zone along with some Sooners, and the Rebels take this opening kickoff and march down the score.
Nice job by Henry Parrish, John, and then he got a little help with a scrum from the lineman at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Looked like they're going to hold him out, but the offensive line just got behind him and pushed him in. But they had some holes on that drive right there. Good job by the offensive line on that drive.
Career 25th rushing touchdown for Henry Parrish, a Rebel Rags touchdown. Point after attempt coming here. Charlie Pollock to hold. Carter Short to snap, and to kick it is Caden Davis out of Copel, Texas, and he drives it through, and the Rebels are up 7-0. Rebel touchdowns presented by Rebel Rags. When you touch down in Oxford, be sure to make Rebel Rags your first stop. Owned by Rebel fans for Rebel fans, Rebel Rags is your one-stop shop for anything, everything Ole Miss. Visit them in store online at rebelrags.com. Anything, everything Ole Miss. 12:36 go first quarter. Rebels lead 7-0 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth, we care more.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Now we got it! Now we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield. Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Today's game sponsor, longtime supporter, Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team. Well, the home team's up 7-0 here in Oxford over Oklahoma on an impressive drive. Six plays, 75 yards in 2 minutes and 24 seconds, a 9-yard rushing touchdown for Henry Parrish, his 25th career. Javonte Barnes is back on this kickoff return with number 20, Sam Franklin. They've used several different players in the return. Caden Davis will kick, 53 kicks, 47 touchbacks, 88.6% this year's career. He's 84.5. Of course, he transferred in from Texas A&M. He's got 323 career kicks, 274 touchbacks, 84.5%. He's 23 years old and saw Harry at the golf course this week. There's the kick to the goal line, and it will be returned by Barnes. Barnes got an opening to 20, upended and flipped over and dropped by Caden Davis at the 25-yard line. Wow, what a hit. I don't know if he hit the golf ball that good this week, but, man, Caden with a big tackle for the Rebels.
He hits it a long way, David. I'm so proud he just did that because if he'd gotten past Caden, it was a lot of green grass in front of him.
And it ends up, Harry, being what we like to call a minus one at the 24.
Yeah, you know, of course, it was not a long kick down about the goal line.
Yeah, he usually has those
Barnes
touchbacks.
Decided, hey, let's go with it. I'm sure that hurt.
From the 24-yard line, first down for the Oklahoma Sooners. Jackson Arnold is the quarterback. Two receivers wide left. His lone back is Barnes, who just got upended. They're going to fake the handoff, and the quarterback keeps it, and we did not get him. He got across the 30 out to the 33-yard line, close to a first down. They can put it at the 32. That's an 8-yard gain, second and two. Yam Banks on the tackle, and Oklahoma, quick snap, ready to go again. Empty set. Arnold wants to throw, being chased, dumps it. It's deflected or knocked down over the middle. There's nobody there. We're going to have a late hit on the quarterback, too, more than likely. Boy, you hate that. They're really not giving much leeway at all this year. I've watched a bunch of games in college football. Some of these should not be called, in my personal opinion. Ivy and Nolan both got back there. They're going to discuss this. Plus, there was no receiver in the area. He threw it to a dead spot where there was no receiver anywhere. The closest person there was the lineman, left tackle, Jacob Sexton.
Could be a hold, David. Let's see how this turns out.
All right, let's see. Here's the call.
Personal foul. Nope. Roughing the passer on the defense, number five. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down. There is no foul for intentional grounding. The passer was outside the tackle box, and the ball made it beyond the line of scrimmage.
I don't think that's the case either, but maybe so. David Smith, the referee.
Correction, the foul for roughing the passer is on number 15.
On Jared Ivy.
Jared Ivy,
so
yes.
So a very tough penalty. It'll be a 15-yard mark off. Brings the ball out to the 47-yard line for Oklahoma. Rebels lead 7-0. 12:07 to go in the first quarter.
Another gift, David. We got to clean this up.
Yep, no doubt. You know, you're trying to get there quickly, and it's hard to pull up. What'd you think, John? A little bit late? Trying to switch his mic out. He had some problems with the mic. There's a toss pitch right to Barnes. Barnes gets into Rebel territory, across the 50 to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of four. It'll be second down, six. Tackled by T.J. Dottery and Trey Washington of Ole Miss.
Yeah. Oklahoma's definitely going to try to get their run game established, David, whether the quarterback, keeper, or Javonte Barnes. They're going to lean on that.
Arnold to throw. Swings it out. Far side. Got his man, Bauer. Sharp, the tight end. He's got a lot of running room down inside the 40, the 35, to the 30. Knocked out of bounds on the far sideline by John Saunders. Pick up to the 28 is what they're going to spot it as. And that'll be about a 21-yard gain for Oklahoma.
Yeah, tight end blocked down and released out in the flat. The linebacker, Dottery, was late getting there.
First down for the Sooners at the Ole Miss, 28-yard line, trying to answer the Rebel TD. Jackson Arnold, the sophomore from Denton, Texas, who we mentioned in the pregame, National Gatorade Player of the Year out of high school. So they're real high on him. He's just a young QB trying to figure it out. He's got a bunch set, three receivers tight to the right tackle, one receiver wide left, which is the short side of the field. The ball's in the left hash. Barnes is the lone running back. Hand off to Barnes on a draw play. Nothing there. The Rebels have been great against the run all year. Stacked him up at the 30. Xavion Harris got there first, and that'll be a 2-yard loss, and the Sooners will have second and 12.
Yeah, great job by number 51, Xavion Harris, inside. He just whipped this man quickly. Was waiting on a ball carry, David, once he got the handoff, and nothing doing. We'll tackle for loss there for number 51.
J.J. Pegues is coming into the game for Harris, and now they turn and bring him back, and they change their mind. They're going to put Princely Umani Ellen in there, who is first time for him to come in the game. He's been injured, but he is in there. Only played a little bit against LSU. Second and 12 from the 30. Fake on a handoff. Arnold wants to run. He's grabbed. He takes off, running left, heading toward the sidelines. A crackback block. Was that a legal block? I guess so. He gets to the 20 and out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 21, so good run for the quarterback. 9 yards. We had him trapped, but he got away. John Saunders knocks him out. Now at the line of scrimmage, a very quick snap on third and three. They went to line of scrimmage. The official said, no, we're not ready.
Officials did not stop to play for the substitution process. It will be third down.
So what they're saying, David, is if the offense brings in a substitute, then the official steps in and holds
right.
the ball where the
right.
defense has an opportunity to substitute. And the Rebels are taking advantage of that with a slow substitute. Now Oklahoma brings two more guys in. But interesting cat and mouse game here.
Ole Miss gets Walter Nolan out, and now he's coming back in. Piggies and Imani Ellen are checking out. Big play here, third and three for the Sooners from the Ole Miss 21. Left hash, fake on a handoff. Arnold wants to throw in the pocket. Runs out to his right, looks downfield and takes off. He gets the 15 to the 10 and slides there for a first down. Oklahoma got away with a tackle in the backfield, looked like, for holding, but they didn't call that one. Down to the 11. That's a 10-yard gain. First and 10 for the Sooners from the Rebel 11-yard line.
Great coverage in the secondary, David, but just able to break outside the pocket was Arnold. And we know he can run. That's his forte. So he was able to break out down the Rebel sideline and obviously pick up a big first down.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Sooners have three backs in the backfield, kind of in a diamond formation around the quarterback, two tight ends and the running back. They're going to snap it that way, too. Handoff is to Barnes, delayed up the middle, and he's dropped at the 8. Looks like he'll have 3, maybe. It'll be 2nd and 7. J.J. Pegues and also T.J. Dottery combine on the stop. They put it actually at the 9, so a 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8.
Well, as you talked about early in the contest, David, Oklahoma's down their top 5 receivers, so they're going to desperately try to run this football. Now they're in the red zone. You think they're going to keep it on the ground. Let's see.
5 wides here. Taylor Tatum has come in as a freshman running back. Number 1 running back in the nation out of high school last year is in the game. Taylor goes in motion to the far side. They're going to hand it off to him now. Back up the middle to the 5. Hit dropped at the 3-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6. It'll be 3rd down and 2. 3rd down and 3 for a TD.
Yeah,
Daugherty
nice.
And Banks on that stop.
Nice set up there, David. Inside run.
Brought him in motion and gave it inside. Here's Tatum again. Nothing as the Rebels stack it up. Taylor Tatum's got 24 carries coming in, 149 yards and 2 touchdowns and a touchdown catch. True freshman from Longview, Texas. The Rebels stacked that one up with Walter Nolan and Pooh Paul finished him off.
Looks like 4th and 1. Oklahoma going to see if they can't draw the Rebels offside.
They gave him 1 yard to the 2, so 4th down and 1. And Oklahoma leaves the offense on the field. Rebels leading 7-0 with 7:30 to go in the first quarter. Clock running from the 2. Twin receivers left and right. Tight end left. Empty set for Jackson Arnold here. There's the snap. Arnold fakes to run. In the pocket. Throws it. It's going to be caught or no. dropped. It's dropped incomplete in the end zone. Little slant. A look in to Jacoby Johnson, I believe, 19. It may have been 15. Incomplete. And Jaden Kennedy was covering. And they fail on 4th down, and the Rebels will take over. It's for Brinson Thompson, and we've got a timeout. Wow, wow, what a big stop for the Rebel defense. 7-0, Ole Miss with 7:13 to go in the first quarter. Ole Miss will take over at the Rebel 2 when we come back on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Dad.
Yeah, buddy. Cough medicine on the way. How do you do it? How do you handle a fever of 102? Working from home on a big presentation.
Hon, did you book the plane tickets?
Yep, on it.
And that upcoming trip to the in-laws. We have no idea. But with CSpire Fiber, you've got up to 40 times faster home internet with a bandwidth to handle your bandwidth. CSpire, inspired by you.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp,
refreshing and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This November, Mississippi voters will decide whether to send a conservative or a liberal judge to the Mississippi Supreme Court for the next 8 years. Justice Jim Kitchens and Ceola James are the liberal candidates. Jennifer Branning is the conservative. Branning is a tough attorney, wife, and mother of three. She is a constitutional conservative, not an activist judge with a political agenda. Branning has the energy and toughness to fight for us for the next 8 years. Liberal Jim Kitchens was elected the year before Joe Biden began his political career nearly 60 years ago. If Kitchens serves another 8-year term, he will be almost 90 years old. Serving as a justice on the Mississippi Supreme Court is a demanding job. It's time for a change. Vote for our future. Vote conservative. Vote Jennifer Branning for the Mississippi Supreme Court.
Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Not approved by any candidate. Derek Easley, Treasurer.
Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fourth Downs is sponsored by Mid-South Ag Equipment, your North Mississippi Case IH equipment dealer. Getting the job done starts with choosing the right red tractor. Let Mid-South Ag Equipment help find the right red tractor for your operation. The locations in Vihalia, Tunica, Clarksdale, and Sumner, or visit them online at midsouthag.com, because can do comes in red. Rebels will start at the two. Let's go to John Darnell quickly on that last play, John.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying maybe sneak a tight end, maybe in the back of the end zone, like a fake quarterback draw, and then throw it in the end zone, and we covered it well. And he went to the slant, backside slant. We covered it well, knocked it down right there in the end zone.
Rebels will take over at the 2-yard line. Long way to go, Harry, but yes, at least we didn't give up points there.
That's
right?
That's true. We bent, David, but we did not break, and the Rebels are doing something we hadn't seen in many, many years. We're actually huddling.
We're huddling. Is Harry Harrison in that huddle?
I think they're looking at the play clock, David, just going to take some air out of it. That's what it looks like.
Been a while since we huddled back in the Harry era. Yeah,
that'd be like
Caden Lee will sprint out
years.
Wide right. Also, Jordan Watkins late to run over there, too. From the end zone, Jackson Dart has pre-scoring in motion, hands it off, and off the left-hand side across the 5-yard line is Henry Perry.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent, proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
Shatterproof and the Ad Council.
Corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels, go for Dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. After a 56-yard punt, 6-yard return, Oklahoma will have the ball at their own 40-yard line with 6:01 to go in quarter number one, and Ole Miss leading by a score of 7-0. You know, Richard Schwartz and Associates sponsor our injury updates. Your Mississippi injury law firm, one call, that's all. Nothing in this game, but we go back to the fact that we do not have Trey Harris available in this game, Harry, but we've done some things with two tight ends a little bit differently offensively.
Yeah, gave Oklahoma a different look, David, on this off week. We've incorporated two tight ends. We've had them open. We've hit them both. We just, unfortunately, as a tight end, Quan Wright just dropped that one, which would have been a sure first down, probably another 10 or 12-yard pickup. But, you know, you give that away and you have to punt it away. Good punt by Fraser Messina, I think 56-yard with a 4-5-yard return. But good field position at their own 40 for Oklahoma. Rebels defense want to stop this run much better this series.
Tough drop by Wright a moment ago. First down for the Sooners from the 40. They went for it and didn't get the first down or touchdown from the two earlier. There's a pass. It's crossing route, incomplete. And that's Brennan Thompson, who dropped the touchdown pass a moment ago as well. Little crossing route there, comes up incomplete at second down and 10. That was in heavy traffic here.
It was, David. Number 7 had hooked up. I really think Arnold was trying to get force it in there to number 7 and hooked it up about 10 or 12 yards. The receiver came across and broke it up.
Well,
thank you.
They got so many young bucks playing at receiver with all the injuries. Put a man in motion to the far side there, Sharp. Now he comes back, fakes the handoff to the tailback. Arnold keeps off left tackle and is going to be upended to the 44. He'll gain 4. He's got good wheels. Poupal got him down, though.
Poupal reacted very well, David. Just it's a lot of read option. It could be outside read, could be inside zone read. But Jackson Arnold is going to keep the ball on off. You're going to call his name a lot. He's their leading rusher in the season.
Third down and 6 for Oklahoma from their own 44. Left hash. Lone back. He brings a receiver in motion to the near side. Arnold claps his hands. He wants to throw in a pocket over the middle. Got his man on the hitch route at the 50. Close to the first down is Bauer Sharp. It's going to depend on the spot. Ran a perfect route. Daughtry and Saunders on the tackle. It will be a pickup of 6 and a first down for Oklahoma.
Yeah, caught us in the zone, and he just simply sent down right where he had to.
Oklahoma ready again. They snap it quickly. Running to the left is Barnes, and Barnes spun around and dropped. Flag is down at the line of scrimmage. We'll see what that's all about. It's going to be a 3 or 4 yard pickup.
Offense, number 76. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay, first down.
Jacob Sexton on the holding. They also switched their tight end. Redshirt senior from Ocala, Florida. Transfer from Southern Cal. 70, Michael Tarquin has been playing right tackle instead of Jake Taylor. But this holding is on Sexton. It'll go back to the 40. And Oklahoma will have first and 20.
Well, the Rebels got a break right there. Now you want to stiffen, obviously, and put them in a position to have to punt it back to us.
Gun formation again for Jackson Arnold. Arnold in the pocket, has time. Now pressure up the middle, dumps it right over the middle for a screen. And it's going to be caught across the 45, the 46, and then driven back as Bauer Sharp. Poupal got him, and they got help. And they got a little bit of that yardage back. Little screen over the middle there, John Darnell. Not a bad call. Gets them out to the 47, a pickup of 7.
Yeah, that's right. They're getting some good yards after the catch. And big second down. They got some yards back right there. Good to see a holding penalty on somebody besides us.
No doubt. It's second down and 13 for Oklahoma for the 47. 4:16 to go in the first quarter here in Oxford. Ole Miss leads 7-0. Jamarius Brown's in the game now on the defensive front for Ole Miss, the Moss Point native. He was in on that tackle with Poupal. Three-man rush only here. Arnold wants to throw. Lots of time. Got it over the middle. Caught and dropped at the 47 is Javonte Barnes. Quick look-in pass. You know, I thought when we played Kentucky a little ways back, they hurt us with that little pass. This time the Rebels read it pretty good. Made a good stick there, but it's still a 7-yard gain. Now Oklahoma has third down and 6. Yeah, on the tackle was Daughtry.
Big third down conversion here. Rebels were desperately like a hole. Nice catch and run by the running back.
Little short passes so far for Jackson Arnold. There's the snap. He's going to sprint to his right. Looking downfield, he's hit as he lets it fly. It's up in the air for grabs. Incomplete at the 20. Almost picked off by Kennedy. It was intended for Jordan. Jaden Kennedy was covering on the play. And I'm not so sure an offensive interference
personal
by Jordan.
Foul. Horse collar tackle, number 11 on the defense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 15-yard penalty.
Horse tackle, collar.
Automatic first down.
A horse collar tackle by Poupal bails Oklahoma out.
Yeah, we just continue to bail these people out, David. Continued drives on the third down, but it's a good call. It was no doubt it was a horse collar.
All right, thank you.
Well, all you do is grab him low, John, and not up high like that.
Yeah, it looked like you said it. I thought it was offensive pass interference, trying to keep Kennedy from intercepting the pass.
Should have been offsetting, you would think. From the 31, first down for Oklahoma to get a break. There's an end around, a little reverse in the backfield. Running with it now is Thompson. He's going to throw it downfield, one-on-one, incomplete. And again, that was holding on the receiver, it seemed like, John. It was intended for Reagans, but yeah. It looked like he was holding Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. It was Trey Washington on the coverage, and they're running a reverse pass with the wide receiver trying to throw the ball, and he just threw it up.
Face mask.
Yeah, we got a face mask on now.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, they got away with another pass interference, too. So two plays in a row I thought should have been offsetting penalties. We definitely committed the penalty, But I think we should have got 1-2 right there.
Harry, we got to be more disciplined, right?
Well, that's one of my keys on defense, David, is obviously on offense, do away with these penalties. And we just got killed 2 weeks ago on this. And here we go in this particular drive. We get them stopped on third down and give them a horse tackle. And now we got a face mask penalty right here. It's got to stop.
15-yard penalty to 16. Back-to-back penalties, 30 yards worth of penalties. Of course, they had a 10-yarder holding earlier. We still let them out of the hole. Fake on the handoff. Arnold wants to throw. Lobs it back to the guy he faked it to. It's going to be picked off. Did he stay in bounds? It was intended for Tatum as Trey Amos read it beautifully, but I think he was out of bounds on the grab.
Yes, could not get – he definitely intercepted about the goal line, David, but his momentum, he had jumped up in the air to high point it, and he goes out of bounds. You get a chance to see it right there. He was out of bounds for 3-4 yards.
So it ends up being an incomplete pass. Second and 10 for Oklahoma from the Ole Miss 16-yard line. Rebels lead 7-0, 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Oklahoma threatening yet again. Jackson Arnold puts a man in motion to the far side. Direct snap's going to be to Tatum, the running back. He runs left and runs into traffic, but he'll get to the 12 where he's knocked down there and will have about 4 yards on the pickup. And third down and 6 now for the Sooners as Centarian Perkins and Kyrie Coleman, the backup linebacker senior out of New Orleans, in there for the tackle.
Well, I'll say this, Dave, for having changed the offensive coordinator, which is a play caller this week, the Sooners have really opened up their playbook, something we have not seen much of.
They put it at the 11, so he got a 5-yard gain. Third down and 5 for Oklahoma. Nolan checks out for Ole Miss. Now in motion goes Jordan to the far side. Back to throw is Jackson. Wants to fire it. Lobs the end zone wide open. Touchdown. Back corner of the end zone was Bauer Sharp. It was a matter of just staying in bounds. Easy catch and throw for the TD. Some of the linemen were complaining about holding on that one. Let's check with John Darnell, who watched it.
Yeah, tight end just slipped back there wide open. Nobody had him covered. And quarterback saw him, just lobbed it over our defense. And good touchdown there for Oklahoma. Bailed them out on the penalties, though.
Yes.
Bailed them out on the penalties.
Kept the drive alive. We had several crossing routes. The crossing routes were coming from both sides and really picked off several of our defenders inside. And the tight end, of course, was right on the line. They said he came down with it. Apparently, it's good to go.
Second touchdown catch of the year for Sharp. Now, Zach Schmidt will attempt the PAT. The holder is Josh Plaster. The snapper is Ben Anderson for Oklahoma. To tie the game with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Now we got movement on that line. Flags are flying here. That drive is going to be 8 plays, 60 yards, 11-yard pass to Sharp in 3 minutes and 43 seconds. But also it had 2 15-yard penalties against Ole Miss involved in that drive as well. For the 60-yard, that's half the yard.
Player over the right guard. Penalty is half the distance to the goal. Replay the try.
The right guard definitely moved, and they call us for coming across the line of scrimmage, but the right guard definitely moved.
The penalty for the defensive offside is declined.
So they want to kick it from the same spot, so it'll be declined. And PAT pending. Ole Miss leading 7-6. Oklahoma can tie it if Schmidt makes the PAT. Waiting for the snap back. There it is, and kicks on its way. And he got it. The score now is 7-7 with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. And we will keep it here this time. Pretty nice drive. And you go back, Harry, Oklahoma had the 10-yard holding penalty. You say, all right, now we're in business. But they got rewarded with 2 penalties against Ole Miss.
Well, they chipped away at that 20 yards pretty quickly. And then the Rebels give them 30 yards. So they had 60 yards to drive, and they got 30 of it in penalties. And that just can't continue in the football game. We dealt with that 2 weeks ago. We saw how that turned out. But the Rebels – defense and offense have certainly got to get away from the flags. It's stifling everything we're trying to do here.
You know, individual plays are so big in league play too, John Darnell, and the drop by Daquan Wright could have changed the complexion of all of this.
Yeah, that's right. We've only had the ball twice, correct?
That's correct.
And coming out right here, and that was a crucial drop, but goes back to defense, had them stop, just don't grab their face mask.
Yep. All right, we're ready to kick. Schmidt, who just made the PAT, is set to kick for Oklahoma. Back to receive for Ole Miss is Dominique Thomas, and Micah Davis is the deepest. And here's the kick toward Davis, and he is going to take it in the end zone. and the Rebels will have it at the 25. He doesn't bring it out. So first and 10 for Ole Miss from the 25-yard line.
And that's a smart play, David. Not kicked nearly as deep as the first one was, but it was high. And, you know, the kickoff team's got all the momentum running down the field. Get it at the 25. Let's get this offense going.
Pre-scoring is on the field. Antoine Wells is out there as a receiver. First time he's been in the game, we believe. And you got Daquan Wright out there as a tight end as well. The running back is still Henry Parrish. We have not seen Bentley. Bentley played a pretty good bit against LSU, had a 50-yard run. In fact, actually, he is out there now. Ulysses Bentley, the senior from Houston, Texas, had a 50-yard run for TD against LSU last week, the longest run of the year for Ole Miss. They're going to hand it off to Bentley. Bentley off the left side is going to get it to the 28-yard line, pick up three before he's driven back. It'll be second down and seven. Stutzman, the middle linebacker, who is just a tackling machine for Oklahoma, made the tackle. Second down for Ole Miss. Snap back to Dart, fakes the handoff. Pressure coming down the near sidelines. Pre-scoring, went up with one hand, couldn't make the catch. Good coverage there by Oklahoma's Trace Ford. The defensive end ended up staying with him. And incomplete, so third down and seven for Ole Miss.
Yeah, pre-scoring came across in motion, David, and once the ball was snapped, he just turned up the Rebel sideline. But the DN, as you said, just came right up with him on the wheel route, and he definitely was covered very well.
Ole Miss did not make a substitute, did they? I didn't see one. Maybe they did one. They had Caden Lee come in. Okay, and so that allowed Oklahoma to make a wholesale change, so we're in neutral at the moment. Now we're ready. Two receivers right, one to the left for Ole Miss. Big play here, third down and seven from the Rebel 28-yard line for the Ole Miss offense. Five across the front. They show blitz. No, they bring only four. Dart over the middle, has his man. Pre-scoring with the catch. Fights across the 35 to the 36 and has a first down. Another Cadence Bank first down. That was a big one. And tackled by Omasigo, backup Cheetah, the sophomore from Heartland, Texas, and Robert Spears Jennings. And now one of the Oklahoma players is down.
Yeah, it, you know, we got the pace, the tempo going, and then somebody goes down. You're going to see a lot of that today. Rebels obviously made national headlines about this, but everybody is doing it, so we'll see what happens.
Grace Halton again. Rebels will have it at the 35 is where they officially spotted him for the first down, but a nice catch and run by Prescorn. And, John, it was his second effort that got that first down.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good touch on the play there by a Dart. And, you know, we're looking at the tight ends today. I like this changeup, and we needed some help with Trey Harris out. Looks like Prescorn and the other tight end are going to be a big part of the play.
Well, we needed to get back to the just moving the chains, John. We got in a tempo early in the year against inferior competition, throwing the ball deep, and we had a lot of success with it. But we got to get back to just moving chains and picking up first downs, and that will help us get to the end zone.
There's helping the player. Hey, this is a reminder, too. The 2024 M Club Hall of Fame is upcoming in just a few short weeks, Thursday, November the 7th, prior to the Georgia game. We got Jonathan Randolph from golf, Chrissy Strenny Song from soccer, Chris Spencer from football, Roger Stieg from men's basketball, Todd Wade from football, and Rick Ziblich from baseball all going in. The Georgia Lauderhouse Service Award will go to Fred Brister. Get your tickets. Be there at 6 o'clock at the end at Ole Miss here. I know that Jessica Lynch is heading up the M Club and can give you all the information you need at 662-915-7375.
Yeah, it'll be a big event on Thursday night, David. Obviously, some well-deserved former athletes going into the Athletic Hall of Fame. Got a squirrel on the field, David.
I hope it's in like that cat in the World Series that time.
Where is the squirrel? It's one of the Grove squirrels. You know, there was no room for the Grove squirrels this year or this week. There he goes.
He may make it to the end zone.
So the Grove squirrels, because there were 150,000 people in the Grove, they had to leave the Grove and come over to the stadium. Now all the people are over here. This little fellow's tired, isn't he?
His little legs aren't going to pick up 100 yards, I don't think.
Neil, don't pick that squirrel up.
I was going to say, I don't know who the silly guy is going to pick him up, but.
Touchdown! The Grove squirrel. I've never had a squirrel named after him. That would be a tremendous honor. They named some of the Grove squirrels.
My question is, did he have a ticket?
No. They're going to catch him and...
Yeah, who's going to catch him?
And fine him. All right, so that's over with. Now the Rebels. So we got a delay on an injury and a delay on a squirrel. 7-7 game with a 1:20... still discussing it on the field. Now they're visiting with Coach Lane Kiffin. And, of course, they will look at the targeting also.
You got to review that for sure.
Yep.
No, that's not targeting. He just hit him
came
on his chest.
With
his chest, David.
Left shoulder, chest. So that should be. And, you know, it's interesting.
There are two fouls on the play, one on each team. Holding on the defense, number 7. Personal foul. Targeting on the kicking team, number 32. Those penalties offset. A replay, fourth down. The previous play for targeting is under further review.
So they will review this. You know, from our angle, it looked like it was helmet to helmet from as far away as we are. Then you get the side angle. See, he goes in with his left shoulder. So I don't think that's going to be targeted. What did you think, John?
I didn't think it was either. It looked like he went in with his chest.
Yes, he did, John.
Neck area.
We got the replay here on TV. He just ran right into him with his chest. You see it up on the big screen right now.
Yeah.
He didn't lower his head. His head is not even dropped.
Yeah, sometimes you give the officials the benefit of the doubt on that because it's full speed, but that really wasn't even close.
No.
It was right in front of him.
Well, and the penalty came from this side, like I said, from this angle. You're just assuming it was helmet-to-helmet. It wasn't even close. All right, they're reviewing it and looking at it.
So if it's not targeting, do we get the holding penalty, which would give us a first down? Okay.
Correct. Unless he called fair catch. I don't think he did.
No, the penalty has been called as targeting. It was not an infraction of not catching the football.
40 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're in Oxford, Mississippi on a gorgeous day. With Oklahoma playing their first SEC game against Ole Miss, their first trip to the state of Mississippi, and it's 7-7. And here's the call from the field on the review from David Smith, our referee.
After further review, there is no targeting on the play. The penalty for holding on number 7 on the defense will be enforced half the distance to the goal. First down, Oklahoma.
So we do get a huge break, a 45-yard punt. And then you get the half the distance of the goal for holding.
Yes, and so this time this defense has got to make Oklahoma pay. We've got to come up with a turnover, David, a three and out, something. But we've got to get this game back under control defensively.
So this will put it at the 10-yard line with a penalty.
Well, that turned out as good as it could possibly be for the Rebels. But nobody in the stadium thought he was targeting but the one official, and they ruled it off. Rebels now go. Oklahoma with the ball at their own 10.
Ball on the left hash for the Sooners, and Jackson Arnold comes back out. Michael Hawkins not starting this one. He had a nightmare of a game against South Carolina. Was replaced by Arnold. Trips to the right for Oklahoma, tight end left. There's the snap. He's going to hand it off right off left tackle up to the 15-yard line. It's a 5-yard pickup for Barnes. Tackled by Trey Amos, 2nd and 5 for the Sooners.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. Just the old dive play. He just simply got the ball and went straight ahead. Got to the linebackers before anybody made a hit on him.
22 seconds go on quarter number 1. Slot to the right, one receiver left. That's the short side of the field. Ball's on the left hash. Barnes still in it, running back. We've seen Tatum a little bit too. In the gun formation is Jackson Arnold. Snap back to Arnold. He's going to hand it off left side again. Just another dive play. Tackled by T.J. Dotter. He will be shy of the first down on a 3-yard pickup to the 18.
The end of the first
It'll be 3rd and 2
quarter.
As the quarter comes to an end. After 1, we're even at 7-7 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
Yeah, we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This
is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at LoganFarms.com.
Now you can tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar as we move into the second quarter here. Tied at 7-7. 15 plays, 82 yards for Ole Miss. 20 plays, 107 yards for Oklahoma in that first quarter. Patrick Willis, NFL Hall of Famer, former Ole Miss Rebel linebacker, being honored here. We're going to try to see if John Darnell can visit with him for a couple of moments. On the sidelines, as he comes over, we'll try to get him quickly here. John?
I'm working on it.
All right. Being congratulated as he comes off. You said bull your way in there, Darnell.
Yeah, I got it.
For this play snap.
Changing course here. Here, I got him.
Go.
Got him, David. Hey, Patrick Willis here. Congratulations. It's been a great year for you. Welcome back to Oxford.
Man, it's truly an honor to be back here in Oxford.
Yeah. What do you think about this game right here? What we need to do to stop this offense right here?
Really, man, just have to continue to play sound defense, not give up the big plays, and get off the field on third downs.
Hey, congratulations, Patrick. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
John Darnell talking to Patrick Willis. The ball at the 18-yard line, 3 of 4 on third downs is Oklahoma. They've got a 3rd and 2 to keep this drive alive from their own 18. They flip over and go right to left. Now Ole Miss is going left to right. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff. Hit once, twice, spinning for the first down is Barnes. We had him in the backfield, Harry, but he got away. One of their linemen slow to get up, but he's going to get to the 20-yard line for the first down. Daughtry may have been in there first, but he got 2+, just a little bit across the 20.
Yeah, Javonte Barnes made Daughtry miss, David. He came on a blitz and had him in the backfield, had him for the loss, and Javonte Barnes just quick enough to step beside him and come up through the line of scrimmage and just plowed away right above the 30 to pick up the first down.
Keeps the drive alive for the Sooners. Perkins is off the left edge for Ole Miss right now. There's the snap. Arnold in the pocket, has time, runs out to his right, wants to go. He takes off running and then slides down around the 27, 28-yard line. And so we had backs to him when he broke and cleared there to the 27. That's a 7-yard gain. Second down and 3. They're ready to snap it again. Is Oklahoma. Handoff straight ahead. Breaking tackles across the 30 to the 35 to the 40 is Javonte Barnes, and it's a first down for Oklahoma. One of the Oklahoma linemen shaken up. That will be a 13-yard gain. He's legitimately hurt because they don't want to stop momentum here. That's Sexton, the left tackle that rolls over on all fours, now goes down on his stomach. Trey Washington made the tackle for Ole Miss, but that was a 13-yard pickup in the first down. We got a timeout with 13:51 to go in the second quarter, tied 7-7 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a 2-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk. Making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off. Always go for Dose with Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Listen up. Next quarter, we need points on the board and better defense. Johnson, you with me?
Yes, coach.
What's the difference between your business and your football team?
So, next quarter, we need sales on the board and stronger network security. Johnson, you with me?
Yes, coach. Wait, I mean boss.
Your business doesn't stop after fourth quarter. With C Spire, you've got the technology to win today and stay ahead of what's next. From cloud solutions to cybersecurity. C Spire, inspired by you.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
This is from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You want to go in the second quarter? Hey, don't forget the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 straight years. Visit your local Mid-South Ford dealer. Log on to buyfordnow.com. See why the best-selling trucks are built Ford tough. Let's also pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Jackson's home for news. A Super Talk Mississippi media production.